What is Italian food? This is a question that seems like it has a simple answer. Pizza, pasta, tomato sauce, parmesan cheese, meatballs, etc. These are Italian foods, no question about it. But saying Italian food is those five items is only part of the story. It's like opening a book, reading the first chapter, and thinking you know how the whole thing is going to play out. There is more to the story. Culinarily, Italy is broken up into five regions: North, Central, South, Sicily, and Sardinia. All of these regions share a lot of foods and dishes in common. You're going to find pasta everywhere. But today, I want to talk about what you won't find in all the regions. Today, I want to break Italian cuisine down a little further. Now, to focus on everything that falls under the blanket term Italian food would be next to impossible. So we're going to take a look at one specific area of the country. Today, we are talking all about the food of Northern Italy. Northern Italy is unique from the rest of the Italian peninsula and the surrounding islands, Sardinia and Sicily. The area is defined by mountains, valleys, and lower temperatures than the rest of the country. This has led to the development of a cuisine, excuse me, that stands apart. The food of Northern Italy has less Mediterranean influence than the southern and central areas of the country. This has led to the exclusion or limited use of some ingredients we think of as ubiquitous in Italian cooking. Northern Italy has more influence from the rest of Europe, bordering Austria, France, Slovenia, and Switzerland. The food of Northern Italy is heartier than that of Southern Italy. A focus is placed on corn, rice, butter, cream sauces, soups, and meats such as beef, pork, and wild game. Northern Italy has its own cheeses as well, such as Fontina, Gorgonzola, Mascarpone, Taleggio, and Asiago, just to name a few. While the sauces of Southern Italian cuisine are largely tomato-based, the sauces of Northern Italy are more based on wine or stock. This gives Northern Italian cuisine a more subtle and delicate flavor and reflects the French influence on the region. There are also many cheese sauces made with cheeses of the area, such as Fontina and Gorgonzola, and this reflects more the Swiss and Austrian influences. We may think of olive oil as a ubiquitous Italian ingredient, but in Northern Italy, it is more common to use butter or lard as a cooking oil than olive oil. Northern Italians do use olive oil, but not nearly as much as the Central and Southern Italians. This lack of olive oil is due to the fact that Italian food is still very regional. The climate of Northern Italy is mostly too cold for olive production, and since they don't produce a lot of olives, they don't use a lot of olive oil. Now, it may seem odd to think of butter as an Italian ingredient, as we think of it more as French, but it is very common in the northern region, and it may be due in part to the French influence. But more than likely, it is just because that is what they are able to produce easily. The cuisine of southern Italy is largely defined by pasta. There's no question about it. And where wheat plays a major role in the foods of southern Italy, the north uses much more corn and rice. Dishes like polenta and risotto are more often found in the north. While they do enjoy pasta, it's much less common than in the rest of Italy. The flavors of northern Italian cuisine are defined by the herbs they use. As opposed to the south that uses more basil and oregano, the north uses hardier herbs like sage and rosemary, and so those are more the defining flavors. And the meat of northern Italy is beef, pork, chicken, wild game, and seafood, but less seafood than in the south. The difference really comes in the preparations: more braises and long cooking, again less tomato, more wine and stock, and bolder flavors than you may find in other areas of the country. Now, when we think of Italian food, we more typically think of the food of southern Italy: tomato-based pasta, lots of olive oil, garlic, etc. And although this is absolutely part of Italian cuisine and a great part of it, it's not the whole story. There's more to discover on that boot-shaped peninsula. Maybe next time you're craving some Italian food, think of trying something new. Maybe something from northern Italy. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. Of course, you can like, subscribe, rate, comment on this podcast, tell your friends about it, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I hope you all have a fantastic Monday, and I'll be back tomorrow, which is Tuesday, with brief history. And tomorrow, I'm doing the brief history of chef's knives. I'll see you then.